Yeah, it was in the 30s. It wasn't too bad. Most of us are sleeping in tents. We've only got a couple out on the ground, and they choose to be there, I guess. But yeah, we insulate the bottom, put all your blankets inside your sleeping bag with you. You're pretty good.
Do you know if there's people at Curtis Hickson Park this morning?
I don't think so. Some of our strong supporters from over there came over not too long ago, so I'm not sure if they'd been hanging out over there or what, but...
Was last night colder than the night before?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
But people stuck it out anyway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if they can do it in New York and... Yeah, and Seattle, and yeah, then we're fine. Yeah.
Do you have any worries about later on in the season, in the winter, that it'll get colder and that it might make it tougher, or was last night a good test?
I think last night was a pretty good test because I think, you know, we're using the knowledge that other people have built. You know, don't just put your tent straight on the ground. Use our extra cardboard. Use our extra signs, you know, anything that we're not using at the time, and get that level of insulation there. And then figuring out, rather than just kind of piling all your blankets on top of you, you put them in the sleeping bag with you, sleep almost naked, and you're, you know, I mean, you just use these survival tactics, and we're pretty cozy. So, yeah.
Are there any electrical outlets that you could use for heaters or anything like that?
There are electrical outlets around. I'm not positive what the law is on heaters, but we've got our little fire going here, and we've got another fire pit. So we've used them both, and I guess they had them going both last night when I was sleeping. So whatever people want to do, we will, you know, if you're not warm, ask someone, and we'll figure out a way to get you warmer.
And if people don't know where you're located, give them an idea of where this is.
If you are heading out of downtown, it's to the right off of 275. We're on the corner of Albany and Main, so we're right up from on the corner of Albany and Main. So I know we're not far from Howard and Armenia and 2102 West Main Street, exit 42 off 275. Okay.
And if people want to get involved, when are your general assemblies, and when's your next meeting other than an assembly?
Well, kind of the idea of having a 24/7 occupation is that you can get involved whenever you want to, so that's nice.